do the record there.
Recording in progress.
Okay, I want to give the Shirla Zechonishma Zach's great grandma. Yes. What is her name?
Bracha Bat Moshe.
Bracha Bat Moshe. We're in the Shomogra High School in Gan Eden.
Who would have been 100 years old today?
Okay, let's begin. We left off on Friday with four kashas. Let's chazer over those kashas first. We get right into the concept of the Yisra of an Oval. We got the Talmud Torah. The first kasha we asked is that the Gemara in Moikodan, that Vav and Aleph gives the Makor for an Oval being also the Talmud Torah, Hanek Dom. Goes on to say by a Mitzorah and a Menudah, they're Mechuyiv in Talmud Torah. So that's the marker on Tet Vav and Aleph. However, the Gemara in Maseches Tainis, which presents also an Isser of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av, quotes a different pasuk, Kukuri Hashem Yisharim Sam Chelev. And the first kasha we ask is, why was there a need to have two different Mekairis for the Isser of Talmud Torah during Shiva and for the Isser of a Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av? That's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, in Tehillim, Bikuri Hashem Yisharim Sam Chelev, is a pasuk in Tehillim. And that pasuk, why is there a need to have two different Makairis? That's the first kasha. Second kasha we said is, what's pshat in the Re, Dafka follows from an Aleph, that early in his life, he asked learning Dvarim Aroyim, which is Eicha, Yirmiyahu, Hilchos Avelis, during Shiva, and then Bizkinusa, when he became older and older age, he changed his mind, he was Chozerbo, and he matured learning Dvarim Aroyim during Shiva. That's the second kasha. What was his Havamina, what was his Maskonim? The third kasha we asked is, why is the Rambam in Hilchos Avelis not mentioned at all the heter of learning Dvarim Aroyim, Perakei Halacha Tet Vav and Tet Zayin? And in Hilchos Tainis and Perakei Halacha Aleph, he mentions explicitly the heter of learning Dvarim Aroyim at Tisha B'Av. What's the difference in the Rambam? And lastly, the fourth kasha is that the Mechaber in Siman Shin Pei Dalet in our Siman points out the dinim of the Avol also the Talmud Torah, and the Shach in Sifkat Aleph quotes the Makor of Bikuri Hashem Yisharim Sam Chelev. So the Shach, why does he quote the Makor of Bikuri Hashem Yisharim Sam Chelev and not Haneg Dom? The Gemara said in Avol also the Talmud Torah from Haneg Dom Ariel, right? The din of Bikuri Hashem Yisharim Sam Chelev is Lamaisa Paschim mentioned by the issue of Talmud Torah for Tisha B'Av. The Shachnu Kol Darakula, why does he give a different marker? Those are the four kashas we concluded with Shir. Let's begin to develop a mahalik to answer these four kashas. Okay? It could be that the way you answer these is based on Taisvis in Moed Katan on Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. Toysin Moikaton and that Vav Amud Aleph points out that the same Makor, Hanek Dom, is used for the Isser of an Oval in Talmud Torah, and also, Sammy, for the Isser of an Oval in Shem L'Shalom, which we haven't gotten up to, but we will, God willing. And that's bothersome. Taisus bother, how can you use the same marker in halacha for two different halachas? Even though the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin that the Torah is like sparks, motzia pasuk echa motzia kamatovin. So Rosh Hashanah always teaches in Agadin, Machshavin, Drush, you can use one pasuk for different drushes. But usually in halacha, the Gemara says, oh, it's this din, this pasuk used up to teach me this din, and therefore I need another pasuk to teach you another din. So Tois is bothered by how could the Gemara in the same Amudir and Tet Vav and Aleph use Haneg Dom for two different halachas for an Oval Aser B'Divit Torah and Oval Aser B'Shel L'Sholem. Tois is here in Dir Maskel Aser, makes this a Ara. And Lamaisa, Tois says as follows, Aser B'Shel L'Sholem, Zakram Le'a Rechmano Tiesko Haneg Dom, the mashma shtika mishel shalom, So Tosis doesn't spell out what he's saying, but the pashas and what Tosis is saying is that exactly what the Meiri here on Daf Tetvav and Aleph writes, but we could take it to a bit of a stronger than the Meiri. Says the Meiri the following lashon. I'm reading from the end of the Meiri, then we'll go back to the other. She'ava avol hadavar tali b'shtikin. By avelis, the matters tali max and shtikin. The avol must be silent. And silent includes she'va shalom and talmud Torah. Silence gives birth to both those dinim. So it's not that they're two separate halachas. They're both manifestations of shtikin. The avol should be quiet. Tisha B'Av in the Tali El Bitsar. Tisha B'Av is only Tali El Bitsar. Therefore, that opens the door to us trying to forever these kashas in the following thing. Is that the reason why there's two different makaris is because by Avol it's a concept of shtikin. Therefore, Hanekdom is needed. Hanekdom is needed. However, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, it's not an inyan of shtikin, it's an inyan of simcha. Therefore, Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Sefaleh, it's an inyan of tzar. I don't want you to have simcha. Therefore, there's a need to have two separate makairas. Number two, this exactly was the early in his life. And then he made a switch. He thought the let's actually answer the third kasha first, and then we'll go to the second. The Rambam holds like this strictly. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel claims there's no heter for Kfar Maroi because the mandate is silence. And that's why there's no heter on Kfar Maroi during Shiva Yehudim. You with me? However, in Tisha B'Av, the element is sar. Therefore, there's a heter to learn Kfar Maroi that will make you happy. So you'll be bitzar. The mandate in Shiva is to be quiet. That's why the Rambam doesn't have the heter of Kfar Maroi. Whereas by Tisha B'Av, the mandate is to be totally is bitzar. Therefore, you can learn Dvarim Aroyim. Therefore, the Rambam Nichols Tainus has that heter. And that answers the second. That answers the third kasha. Now let's answer the second kasha. The Reed, younger in his life, felt this Shtikul Torah. He thought this Shtikul Torah was right. But what did he think? He thought that during Shivitz, don't be silent. Dvarim Aroyim are awesome. But then he switched later in his life and he said, no. You must read these two makoros as not separate and distinct, but one describing as a descriptor of the other. As Tosfos says very beautifully, right there, Lamaisa, Tosfos says in Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, what must you be domed from? You must be dome from Lokomer Ella Had Mitover Hamasamcho Kida Umber Bitainis Mushimishnemer Pikudi Hashem Yisarim Musamche Leif. Meaning to say, Hanek Dome is telling us what we should be quiet from. What should we be quiet from, Sally? Only Divrei Torah that makes me happy. But Divrei Torah that doesn't make me happy, I can still learn. Doesn't mean silence. It means silence yourself from the things that will make you happy. That's the Lashon HaTosfos. They're not two separate makaris to re-held. Here the re argues, and the re says you should be quiet only from the things that make you happy. But the Icarus or Tom is because what to be simcha. And therefore I don't read them as two separate makaris. That's the Lashon HaTosfos there, guys, in Chaf Aleph from an Aleph. I was just quoting the Lashon HaTosfos. Membeilu, the Shach was the Gadol HaDor. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. You tell me the Shach gives me the wrong locker? This answers the fourth kasha. The Shach's not giving you the wrong locker. What did the Mechaber Paskin in Hilchos Simon Shin Pei Dalet, our Simon? What did he Paskin? That Dvarim Aroyim are mutter during Shiva. Why? Because the Shach is echoing the reed. The Shach gives you the mucker, Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Samklev. Is that the wrong mucker? I thought it was, Zach. No, it's not. It's the correct mucker. Pikudi Hashem Yisharim is the real mucker. Hanekdom meant be quiet from those things that'll make you happy. Hanekdom is the descriptor of how Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Samklev is the real mucker. Be silent from things that'll make you happy. From Vroim Aroyim Ar Mutter. So don't tell me the Shach quoted the wrong mucker. The Shach is paskening up like the Mechaber and like the Ri, and therefore we don't view them as two separate Makaris like the Rambam did. Now, refrain in Siman Zayin in the Sefer, as Asher saw him this past weekend, he sent us regards, Baruch Hashem. So Lamaisa, he points out very nicely in the Meiri, and that's why I said we got to get back to the Meiri. The Meiri writes that this mandate of Shtika is only for the first day. Did you notice that? Very fascinating. He says, please get this down. He makes a very fascinating chiluk. He says the first day is Asr in Dvarim Aroyim of Shiva. From 2 to 7, it's Mutter. Meaning the first day, the Meiri holds the mandate of Shtika. And therefore, there's an Isser Wad of Dvarim Aroyim. From 2 to 7, the mandate is Simcha, therefore Dvarim Aroyim on Mutter. Whereas the Rambam says 1 through 7 max, there's an Isser of Shtika, and there's a, you should be Shaisik, and Dvarim Aroyim are Asser. So the Rambam takes it to much extreme, more than the Meiri. But here you have a Chiluk that the Meiri makes between 1 and 7. The Mechaber writes Dvarim Aroyim Ar Mutter and Ganson from 1 to 7, including 1. But the Meiri has this split between 1 and 7, Halacha L'maisa, and we don't hold like that. As I said, L'maisa, we hold like the Mechaber that Dvarim Aroyim are always Mutter. But you have these two other Shitas. You have the Rambam Asr and Dvarim Aroyim from 1 to 7, because the mandate is Shtika. You have the Meiri that says the first day Shtika from 2 to 7 is what in the concept of Simcha. And therefore, Dvarim Aroyim will be Mutter. But this is, L'maisa comes out to be the Mahalach L'maisa. It comes out to be a beautiful shtickle L'maisa in this concept of what the nature of the Avol is Usher the Talmud Torah. Now, I want to point out the following kasha. That is, if it's true, this is shot in the Rambam, that there's an Isser. If it's true that there's an Isser of you should be Shosek throughout all of Shiva, why can the Avol even talk? You know that in the Shiva, as you come, you're not supposed to say anything, the Avol talks to you, but L'maisa, sometimes it gets bizarre, and you can ask a question about the Nifter. If nothing's happening at all, you can ask a question about the Nifter. That you can ask a question. That's considered to be prompting the whole conversation. That's not a problem. But in general, you should wait till he talks to you. But it should be conversations we mentioned about the Nifter. Sam, how can the Avol even talk? If the mandate is Shtika, according to the Rambam, you don't even learn Dvarim Aroyim, why can he even talk? So the Geshur HaChaim asked this kasha in Perichah Aleph, Sif Zion, Sif Katan Zion. I'm going to read you his Lashon. Zel L'shoyna. V'lo hevanti madua amna miyatu mehaneg dom rak shei l'shol of the Talmud Torah. Why are those things you only silent from? V'lo kol shar diburim. V'lo gam ha'boaz bracha shoynos. So he quotes the Ritva. The Ritva says, I have it here. The Ritva says, Tarvayush Mamina, it's on Dafte Vavim and Bez, Maskalov, Asr and Moy Cotton. But Tarvam reading from the middle, Tarvayush Mamina, Mishianok, Vyashim Doime, Midibre Tero, Midibre Shalom. He has safe Shlomo, Meha, Mahu, Bamanoseim, He of the Torosim, Kirisim, Hinni, Osif, Aflis, Aham, the Gamer, Says the Gesher HaChayim, points out the Ritvan, the Daf, that says we have two psukim to tell us what you're supposed to be silent from. The first is a pasuk near Miyahu Perek Tet Zayin, pasuk Hey, Ki Asafti Shlomi Me'am Le'Gomer. And the second is a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Yeshayah Perek Haftas Pasuk Yedal, of the Chachmas Chachamov. It says, Befeirish, in the Nevi'im, what you're supposed to be silent from. Interesting. Yechelzko Yavyan HaNegdo. Then you have the other two Nevi'im Achroinim, Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu tell you what to be domain from. Yirmiyahu says from Shele Shalom, Yeshayahu says from Torah. That's what the Gesher HaChaim answered the Kasha. But the Kasha was a stark Kasha. You would have thought maybe the Obel has to have a tiny Dibur the whole week. Come to Psukim and say specifically the other Nevi'im tell you what Yechezkel meant. Quiet from what? Shele Shalom, quiet from Talmud Torah. But to that degree, but after it's all said and done, we're not poskening the Shtikel Torah. We're poskening that there's a heter dvarim aroyim, right? There is a heter dvarim aroyim, so we're basically saying, being quiet from the Nyonian concept of smicha, of simcha. But I want you to get the shtickle, and lemaisa, I think lemaisa might have reverberations in the halacha that you shouldn't schmooze about other things. You really, as an oval, should be focusing on the nifter, and sometimes it's hard, you sound like a tape recorder repeating the same thing, but some, try to come up with something new every time you speak about it, but to know that this concept of Tisha B'Av is different than Shiva. Even though we're saying Lahalacha, it's not, because it seems to be that we have a Heter Verma, that seems that we do, and it seems to be that you read the Makaris together like the Re did, but the bottom line is maybe in the, to know the other Rishonim, maybe there's reverberations of a concept of Shtika in general. Yes, Zach, and then Jacob. Okay, Jacob, go ahead. Yes. No, Tosis just points out, Jacob. He says, "Umitalm." It says, "Os mishel shalom to kamal rachmanu lichasko anekdom." The mashma shtike mishel shalom umitalm toira nami mashma besomach me anekdom. No, I didn't. No, I said Fakir. I said Tosis. You Tosis is saying Hanek Dom is the marker for both. I'm saying our Shtikel Torah that we said we can say it in Tosis. Be silent from both. He's just running right. He's just rolling on and saying, I want you to know Hanek Dom was used for both because it's the same form. It's Shtikin. You can use that similar. It's very similar to the diuk that Lamaisa the Tosis makes in the next Tosis about Safam. Remember we said that the first. What is the first day in the next Tosis? I'm glad you brought that up. The din of a Mitzorah. What do we use Hanek Dom for Mitzorah? For what? Shele Shalom and what else? You guys tell me. Atifas Rosh. How can you use the same? Hanek Dom is used for the halacha of an Avo being us and Shele Shalom and Talmud Torah, number one. And Hanek Dom was used for a Mitzorah being us and what? So what did Tosis say in the first day? Look at that. What is Shema Tarvayu Masha? That's the Torah that he also has to be Shosek. Well, I'm glad you mentioned it. I meant to mention it. Thank you, Jake. You follow what I'm saying? So you see that halacha in both? That's what Tosis said. If it's the same thing, you can use the same marker for two different halachas. That's what Tosis said. He's saying for an Avol for Talmud Torah and Shele Shalom, and for a Mitzorah for what? Atifas Rosh and Shele Shalom. Okay, let's now take this a step further. And I want to point out the following. It comes out that there is a daya, and Ariel and Yehuda were asking me this. Did you notice, and it starts in the Torah Sodom, there is a day that says Isser Talmud Torah is only the first day. Did you get that? He quotes it here. He says he doesn't identify who they are. Lamaisa. That say that the Isser of Talmud Torah is only for what? It's only for one day. That's what he doesn't identify them. But, Lamaisa, looking for the lashon that he uses here, in the Torah Sodom. You guys saw it in the Torah Sodom? He said, Allah, he said, Mixus, where is the Lashon where he says that there are those that only answer it on the first day? Oh, he says, I got it. He says, like, Oh, he kilu mixus chachamim. Right? And then he says, so let's identify them as Mixis Chachamim. The Rabban quotes in Tarsus Adam. That says the issue is only on the first day, like tefillin. He says it's absolutely wrong. And Lamaisa, this is recorded by the Beis Yosef in the beginning of Shin Pei Dalid. What's the rationale that it's wrong? Because of Bikuri Hashem Yisharim Samchei Leiv. You can't have Simcha the whole Shiva. So why should you also just Talmud Torah? Okay? Number two, it's not similar to Tefillin. Why is it not similar to Tefillin, Yehuda? There he's just quoting the Rabban. Because when it comes to what? Talmud Torah, you can be Yaitzim with Kriya Shema Chakras. Where's the Gemara? Not Erkin, it's a misprint. It's a Gemara Nadarim. And Chesem Adal. You can be Yaitzim with Talmud Torah with Kriya Shema Chakras and Arvus. So what does it have to do with anything? So on the bottom, they're masber what it means. Really, there are gedolei achronim that we should wear tefillin all day, and that might be in the mitzvah d'oraisa. That's what the Berurah Halacha writes in Siman Lamed Ches. That really, it's a mitzvah, certainly, of mitzvah l'chachila, mitzvah menemuchah, to wear tefillin all day. There's no doubt about that. We don't do it nowadays because maybe we don't have gufnaki. And Lamaisa, okay, we put it on, but the Prima Gadim has a something, maybe the Mitzvah Natar to wear it all day, or is it enough to wear it for an hour, or enough for a minute? That's a whole suffix in the Prima Gadim, watching you know, Bir Allah, assuming Chafes. So it could be, maybe, he points out the Gemara in the end of Megillah, and Daf Chafes, the Me'erachta Yamim, because he says he didn't walk Talon Amos without turning the film. So there is a mandate, we don't do it with Mitzvah. Only great tzaddikim, the Rosh Hashanah's got Tzal. You know, wore tefillin all day. Nevin saw sleep to the great gone. Wears it all day. Really, you have to be on a high madrega. But what I want to bring out is that what it seems to be is that Talmud Torah, you're yotze through saying Kriya Shema in the morning and evening. So the bottom line is, even though we ask for Talmud Torah the whole week, you don't go a whole day without being yotze Talmud Torah because you do say Kriya Shema in the morning and evening. But tefillin, just by saying Kriya Shema or Davening Shmoneh Esrei with tefillin would not be enough. If you hold that what? If you hold that the mitzvah of tefillin is all day, so therefore it's enough for us to asser it one day, Jerry. To asser it the whole week, you know what I mean, is just too much. Because the bottom line is that there's a mandate really to wear it all day, and it's enough to asser it one day. So I think that's what he means by rejecting it. Talmud Torah is not like tefillin. So don't tell me, oh, Talmud Torah should only be us on the first day because we don't want you to go a whole week without it. Because the rest of the days, you do get it. You do get it through Kriya Shema. That's what it means. But by tefillin, you don't get it by just saying Kriya Shema Shmoneh Esrei with tefillin on. Because tefillin should really be the whole day. So it's enough for us to ask for tefillin one day. Okay? That's what I think he's saying when he rejects that shita. But I want you to know that shita, there is a shita in the Rishonim that has it. That in fact, it was only us the whole day. We reject it. Allah lamaisa, but there is such a sheep. Okay. Now that, lamaisa, leads us to the following. I want you just to point it out, just to get it. Is there a chiyuv for an oval to engage in Talmud Torah? Or are you just putter? The Gemara did say oval usser the Talmud Torah. So I want to know, is that isser debunking a chiyuv? Meaning you're putter from Talmud Torah, or do we say there is a chiyuv, namely to engage in Dvarim Aroyim? Once we've established the heter that we do Dvarim Aroyim during Shiva, are you mechuyuv to do that? Are you mechuyuv? So here, Lamaisa is a fascinating question. B'shechuv and Sifkan Nalev, I hope you saw it, points out a machlekes between the Shevet Yehuda and Erech HaShulchan. He claims that Avos Pater from Talmud Torah, he has a heter. He wants to learn Dvarim Aroyim, but there is no chiyuv. And the Pesach Tshuva there quotes the Chacham Svi and the Yaakov Yosef also holds very strongly that Ovel is Chayiv in Talmud Torah. Open up the Shulchan Aruch. Open up Eicha. Open up Dvarim Aroyim Mechuyiv in that. So you might ask me, Len Afkamina. So the Pesach Tshuva points out very beautifully, it'll happen Afkamina on Yom Tov. On a Yom Tov, when you're observing Dvarim Shevet Tzina, Hayin Nesekeis, let's say Kovar Meso B'chol Amoy. So when do you start Shiva? Start counting the last day of Yontif. Yisrochag is the second day, right? What are you supposed to do on the seventh day of Yontif? Are you allowed to learn Torah? Talmud Torah is called what? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch, guys? I want you to know you have to know everything, Lamais. This is Siman Shiv Bei Dalet in Siman Tov. In Siman Tov, it's Avelis B'Shabes. The Chaber writes black on white in the middle of Sifah. The Talmud Torah V'Davar Shivitzina. Talmud Torah V'Davar Shivitzina. The Torah quotes from his father, the Rosh. The Chaber writes, Talmud Torah is Davar Shivitzina. So you're allowed to do Davar Shivitzina, right? Varm Shibitzina are Noe. I mean, you're not allowed to. You have to be Noe goes on Shabbos and Yontif, right? So what about Talmud Torah? So would you be Mechuyiv to learn? What about on Yontif? On Yontif, you're not allowed to learn things that depress you. Right? So it could very well be, Halacha L'maisa, according to the Man D'Amar that says what? That you're not Mechuyiv in Talmud Torah as an Avil, you just have a Heter, then don't do those things. Because those will depress you. Don't learn the Dvar Maram and Yontif. You won't learn anything. It'll be very difficult. You won't learn anything. But according to the sheet that holds your chayv in Talmud Torah, you'd have to learn Kedarko, because I have a chayv Talmud Torah. So hopefully I won't get saddened from it. But no matter what, since I have a chayv Talmud Torah, I got to learn. I got to learn no matter what. So that would be a very good nafkamina, chapa nafkamina ledin. Okay, the pashtus is that we paskin, I think, who am I to say, but I think the impression is you're mechuyev to learn. You sit around and do nothing? Tisha B'Av too, Lamais. Chiyuv Dvarim Arayim, yeah. We're going to learn more about what the details are, Jacob. But Lamais, it's hard to say. Talmud Torah can make it cool. Okay. This brings us to the following now. It is interesting that when it comes to Talmud Torah, for an awful, the Rosh in Siman Chaf Ches and Moed Katan, the third parak, interestingly, quotes Shamati Shurabin Tam Hayukara Sobachol Shabbos Shlishi. They would always call him up every Shabbos Shlishi. He just got on the door. The Yerubo Avelis, he was in Shiva. Velokoro Achazin Lol Miatzvah. The Gabbai didn't call him up. Rabin Tam went up himself. Why? Rabin Tam wasn't a Balgaiva, he was a Tzadik. Why do you think he went up there without the Gabbai? Because he says every single Shabbos he's called up Shlishi. And if he's not called up Shlishi, what is that going to be a statement of? Avelis Bifar Hesia, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Mashma, what is the mashma in that story, the Rav says? That during the week, it would be usher for an Avel to get an Aliyah during Shiva. What's the difference in Avel has their Kriya Satara? What's the difference in Kriya Satara and an Aliyah? And I have an Avel's Chai and all mitzvahs in the Torah. No. Why should getting an Aliyah be different than Laney? So the Rav wants to say a vort. Let's get it. And the vort is that something is called Sidra de Yuma is permissible. If it's a Seder of the day, it's permissible. And Kriya Satara is considered a Seder of the day, just like we're going to learn, God willing, about learning or you can daven Karbonos. You could say Karbonos. How do I say Zem Makom during Shiva? It's Mishtais and Zvokim. It's part of the Seder of the Yom. Anything that's part of the Seder of the Yom is considered to be Mutter. And therefore, what's the Svara? Isn't it Talmud Torah, Sam? Sam, right? And you're Sammy, right? Yes? What's the Svara? Can't just say it's part of the Sidra de Yuma. Because Sidra de Yuma, there's no element of Bikuri Hashem, Yisharim Savgalev. You're not getting a simcha. I'm not saying it's not a geshmak. But lemaisa, you know what I mean? You're saying, hey, Zom HaKom, it's Mishtayis. It's great, it's Talmud Torah, don't get me wrong. But it's a kasha, teretz, an afganina. It's not that. So the heter of Sidra de Yuma is permissible because you don't have that component of Pikudi Hashem, Yisharim Asam Chenle. However, when you get an Aliyah, getting an Aliyah is like sharing Torah with other people. And even lemaisa, Tvarim HaRoyim, which we're going to learn, and even Sidra de Yuma, if it's in the form of what? Teaching other people, that's a geshmak. Sharing Torah with other people, that's a geshmak. I don't care what the material is. It's Torah. And sharing Torah is geshmak. Menela, that's usher. That's an element of simcha. And almost usher to get the aliyah. To hear Kriya Satara, not a problem. That's Sidra de Yuma. And this is why I wanted you to see the Gemara Moikot Chafal from Rav. You saw it in Mikiyas 2. Shim Rabim Tzrichim Lo Eino Nimne. If the Olam needs you to teach Torah during Shiv, it's permissible. Ubavad Shal Yamin Meturgeman. But you can't set up a Meturgeman. The Maggid Shir used to have a Meturgeman that would say it over. So, what's the pshat? The Rav said, because Rabim Tzrichim Lo is a heter to the Isser of Talmud Torah Ba'Avelis, but it doesn't matter you to teach other people. Because then you're zapped back with the problem of Simcha. So how do you get out of that? You set up another Meturgim. The Maggid Shir tells A, and then A tells B. You guys saw the Gemara, no? So, Lamaisa, it's very fascinating, and that is smack against the Bir HaGolam. There is a Ramah here, in our Simon, in Shimon Shinpei Dalad, that says, I'm reading to you the Farish. He says, Aga, I'm reading the Mechabrim, in the middle of the Mechabrim, Rabim Tzrichim Lo, V'Islamed Mutter, B'Vach L'Yam in Turgumen, Eliyomer L'Acher, V'Acher L'in the Turgumen, V'Ale Turgumen Yashmiel Rabim. So the Maggid Shir says it to A, right? And then A says it to the Meturgumen, Turgumen says there also. Says the Roma, Aga, 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 O Yidrosh Ba'atzmo. Quoting the Mordechai. So what do you get the impression from the Roma? That it's Mutter for him to say it. And I was looking in the art scroll notes, that's the way they learned it. You either have to do another maturgum in a second one, or you yourself can say it. Because there's got to be a shinui. There's got to be a change in the regular way it was done. That's a pella, said the Rav. Why should it be mutter? And the truth is, if you look it up, if you look in the Mordechai himself says, you look it up, it's in tough Beches. He says, Kol Shekein, it's usher for the guy himself to do it. And therefore, the placement of this Ramah is wrong, says the Sefer Orach Mishor. In other words, when the Ramah says, what is the words of the Ramah? Oh, Yidrosh Batzmo, no, oh, Yidrosh Batzmo, it's usher. It should come after the words, usher lo lamami turgamon. See, the Bir HaGolah on the spot, who gives you the Mar Makomos Machai Ramah, he was maven that the Ramah was going on the Heter. That it was going on the Heter that you can give it yourself, which the notes in the art scroll also says. So that's how he read the Gemara, which I thought was difficult. If you look in the notes, in the Gemara there in Chafal of Amaralev, right? The Gemara gives you the whole, the Gemara gives you the Heter, right? And he went to Beis Medrash, and then it says, okay, they set up the Vachri on the Turgumon. Ella, hey, he of it, right? He saw the Gemara. So then what should he do? So the Gemara says you should do a Meturgumon. Do. So he says in the bottom, Ramaisa, if he wishes to forego using the speaker altogether, he may do so. The Gemara's question is, how should he proceed if he does wish to employ? So we should call up the fellow who wrote the art scroll. And he says, look at the Ramah, that the Ramah is supporting this. Yes, that's the Bir HaGolah's version of the Ramah. But if you look up the Ramah, Mordechai himself, he said, Kol Shekein, it's also for him to do it. So what does the Ramah mean? When the Ramah says, Dorsh Vash, what's going on? The Meturgeman thing. It's going on in the Meturgeman. What do you mean in the Meturgeman thing? It's, what is it saying? It's saying that what? Sholayamni Meturgeman, Kavanasso, Shasolam Meturgeman, Kol Shekein, Shasolo Lidosh Batsmo. Right? And he says the Orach, the Shiras Yam says, the Orach Mishra is right, because you look up the Mordechai, who's the Makoradin, he says, for sure the guy himself can't give. That's what the Levush says. That's what Rav Avadia writes. Ain't Savish Yadasa Ramah L'Isser. Rav Avadia writes, that's how you read the Ramah. So I'm saying the notes in art school didn't read the Ramah that way. Right? Okay, he read it like the Bir HaGolah. Bir HaGolah was a Gaon also. He's grandfather of the Gaon. Right? But I'm just saying, Pashup Shad is, I'll be smart, it doesn't make sense. So why should he be okay to be darshin, lemaisa. Unless you say objectively, you just got to make a change in when it regularly was done. So lemaisa, it comes out that the reason how you get out of teaching other people is the Maggid Shir tells the Meturgeman, then the Meturgeman tells the other Meturgeman, and then that's not considered to be mashmiel la'acherim. Because the heter of what? The heter of learning Dvarim Arayim cannot be done when you're teaching other people. And the heter of Sidur Yuma cannot be done when you're teaching other people. That's why you can't give him a lead. You got what I'm saying? So we have a heter of Dvarim Arayim, but it's got to be used properly. We have a heter of sudra de yuma, but it's got to be used properly. It cannot be used in the manner of what? Teaching other people, because there you get the geschmack. Now, what about lamaisa? What about paskening? What about paskening halacha lamaisa? Now, it could be, where's the makor of this notion of teaching other people? So the Rav wanted to say the makor is from Hanegdol. That's what the Rav wanted to say. In the Yonei Tisha B'Av Memalef, he wanted to say the Isser of teaching other people Torah, Lomayz, it comes from Hanegdol, which the way we built it up was based on what? Was based on being quiet. That's what he wanted to tie in. But the Magen Avraham clearly writes, Halacha L'maisa, that there's an Isser, Sifkat and Beis, Sim Tuf Kuf Nun Dalet, Sifkat and Beis, there's an Isser to teach Torah to other people on Tisha B'Av, even Varam Aroyim. Why? Because again, it's considered to be a chefsa. It's considered to be a chefsa. Show what? Show Talmud Torah in the sense that you're misameach, and it's causing you simcha. So that's why lamaisa there should be an usher. It should be an isser of what? Teaching Talmud Torah to other people, even dvarim aroyim. Because teaching other people in the form of a shir is considered to be simcha. So the mechaber in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Daled Sif Gimel, quotes the Augur, that it's usher to learn Tisha B'Av even how they hear her. And the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Hay says, just like it's usher to hear her, it's also usher to paskin. Hear her is usher, and also what else is usher? Hear her is usher and hora. Paskining is also going to be usher, unless someone's a chola and you need a paskin for them. Okay? So, it's just interesting that in general, there's a machlekes, the mechaber, and the gon. If you write divrei Torah, you have to say birkas haTorah. Mechaber writes in Siman Mem Zayin, Sif Gimel, Sif Daled. If you think in Torah, you don't have to say birkas haTorah according to the mechaber. And the gon in Sifkat Bey says, what are you talking about? You're not yetzid Talmud Torah through hearer? Of course you are. So he says you can't think in Torah before birkas haTorah. Machlekes mechaber gon. So what's the svar? The Gaon says Birkas HaTorah was enacted on Chefs, in the midst of Kiyum Talmud Torah. You Yotze both with writing, with speaking, and hear her. The Mechaber says no. Birkas HaTorah is on Chefs of Talmud Torah. Chefs is only with Dibor or writing. Thought, there is no what? Thought, there is no concept of what? Thought, there is no concept of Chefs of Talmud Torah. It's too intangible. They say a story that the Gaon, Rav Chaim Volozhin, said about the goat. He was having a hard time figuring out a pshat, so a pasuk. He had a dream. Hashem granted him the pshat, the pasuk. And then when he woke up in the morning, he forgot it. It's a Gaon l'shitasa. Because the Gaon says you're not allowed to think in Torah before Birkas HaTorah. And in the dream, he hadn't said Birkas HaTorah yet. So Hashem had him forget it. Comes out l'shitasa. But l'maisa, it comes out that we have this concept of the Isser of Talmud Torah in Shiva and during Tisha B'Av, Asers even hear her, the Mechaber writes, and Asers even Ha'ora, paskening Halacha L'maisa. So that brings us to the following. Why? Why is that? Let's get it. So the Magen Avraham said, I'll tell you why it's Asur to think in Torah on Tisha B'Av, and for that matter, during Shiva. Because if you think in Torah and you have a good shot, you get happy. That's a breach of Pikudi Hashem Yishar himself in life. You get happy. And here there's a simcha too. So, Lamaisa, that's fine. That's fine, Lamaisa, that the Asher's here. But what simcha do you get in the Psak? Simple, that's not a balgaido. Someone's asking me a shiloh. You're so happy. That's cover. We talked about on Friday. That's not, you should be happy. That's not a good happy. You show up psak, mutter usher. That makes you happy? What's a pshat behind this? So I want to tell you that the Gemara in Tainus and Daf Lamed, which presented a machlekes rafi between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, are you allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av something they're not ruggle in? What's ruggle mean? You're not used to it. It's going to cause you tsar, Rashi says, because you have to break your head to figure out a shot. Machol is a chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin Maisa, that's usher as well, halakha Maisa. We paskin of Yehudi, you're not allowed to learn something, even if you're not rug or likros. But it might cause you tsar. I don't care. You cannot engage it. We paskin against the Tanakhama. We paskin of Yehudi. You can't learn any type of Torah on Tishba, even something I've never looked at. Taurus, Caleb, you're going to break your head. It might take you 3 hours to figure out Pshat. Zach, it's still usher. So the Rav said, usher the following forth. Amazing. He said, because the Liman HaTeirah is considered al pidin, the brisker form, a dover that's misameach. I don't care about your emotions. Objectively, engaging in Talmud Teirah is a dover al misameach. When you pass your mutter or usher, that's a chefsa Eliyav Talmud Teirah. That's a dover al misameach. That's usher during Shiva and usher during Tisha B'Av. That's considered a chefso Talmud Torah. It's a chefso that's davar misameach. Why is it Tinokas Shabbos Rabban are betalim on Tisha B'Av? You know the cheder? The cheder, you're supposed to close it on Tisha B'Av. Why? So the Magen Avraham says in Tuf Kuf Nun Dal Sivkot Beis, because why? The kids get a simcha. They know how to read now. Earlier in the, or before yesterday, they didn't know how to read. Alephes. Now they know how to. They get a geschmack, even though they don't understand. That's why it's usher to even teach them very much. That's the Magen Avraham. You know why the Taz says it's usher simcha and Aleph? Not because they get a simcha, because what? You get a simcha! Prima Gadol was the Gadol HaDor. He taught kids Alephes. The geschmack. That's why it's usher. That's why it's usher. Because he gets a simcha. It's defined definitively as a dover misameach. That's why if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, it's beautiful, the Rav said. It says, Asa likro b'tanach, v'lashonos b'mishnah. Why did it switch the word v'lashonos? When it comes to Torah Shemichsav, even if you don't understand it, you're Yotze Talmud Torah. But Samuel, when it comes to Torah Shabbat Peh, you have to understand it. You're not Yotze Talmud Torah by Torah Shabbat Peh unless you understand it. So it's possible to say, L'maisa, this is what he wants, the Iker Yotze Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av. And on Shiva is L'kayim Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Even though there's no Simcha from Etzem HaLimud, but the concept is that you are engaging the Chefs of Talmud Torah, you understand it. Torah Shabbat Peh is not a Chefs until you understand it. And that's why it says L'shonos. So it's mutter to read on Tisha B'Av anything that you wouldn't understand. If a guy just wanted to read Mishnayos, didn't understand a word, then maybe theoretically it would be okay. That's why the Magen Avraham says, maybe lav mitayne. The Magen Avraham said, why is Hora usher? Because halacha lamaisa, not because he held his usher because like hearer. When you say usher mutter, you had to think about it. No, the Rav said, we issued the psak. It's considered to be a chefsa of a davar misameach. That's taira. And the meila, that's considered to be a problem. Halacha lamaisa. So it could very well be lamaisa that you might ask yourself then, once you develop this theory, why is there a heter at all to learn Torah Maroi? Isn't it a chefs of what? Misameach you? What's the answer the Rav said? Because it's mehaveh, the kiyum of avelos. Learning Dvarim Maroi is mehaveh, creates the kiyum in avelos. That's why it's mutter during Shiva. That's why it's mutter also during what? During Tisha B'Av, because that's part of the kiyum of aveilus. That's what he wanted to tell him. That's what he wanted to say, halacha lamaisa. And therefore, I want you to get this down. Reb Chaim said you could learn it even be'iyun. You could learn even Dvar Marayim be'iyun, which is against the poskim we're going to see. Because he thought Jacob, it's all a kiyum of aveilus. You follow me? Therefore, he thought it was mutter al pidin. That's against the Magen Avraham. And the Shulchan Aruch, though, does say you can learn Medrash Eicha. What is Medrash? There's Chidushim in the Pshat and the Pasuk, no? Reb Chaim said, I obviously see that's Amkus. That's smack against the Beis Yosef. What does the Beis Yosef say in the beginning of Tov Kuf Nun Dab Shem Rebbe Peretz? We perish Eicha Mutto Likros. Avalo Beferish Iyuv. Shum Dab Amuk Tvei. Vamrin Korin Dafka Volin Svar Aser. You can always do, you always only allow the keys, never even. Reb Chaim says Medrash is by its nature in depth. And if it's a kiyum of avos, why shouldn't you be able to do it? That's a real briskets. We don't really accept that halacha l'maisa. You're never supposed to do anything to you unless it's to give mussar. Unless it's to give really mussar. And that's why l'maisa, we said that it's mutter to say a karbonis halacha l'maisa, because that's considered to be, that's considered to be l'maisa a heter. It's not considered pikudi Hashem Yishar Mesam Pelev, because it's his askus b'tayr. It's only that notion. It doesn't have that element. Even though l'maisa is mishnayis is vachim, but it's part of the sujud de yuma. Part of the sujud de yuma. There are otzer agonim that I want you to know that quote going, it's asur say pirkas atar and tisha b'av because asur learn tayr. Sujud de yuma. Again, you have to say that that's all part of what. You have to say the gonim or misakin and saskis b'titara, lasok b'titara. There's no reason to say lasok b'titara because you're not engaging in that. But l'maisa, as I said, we say it and we allow it halacha l'maisa. Anything that's considered to be sidra de yuma, the Miri says kol shu, Miri and Tainis and daflamen, kol shu nemer dera shevach, dera shisora adem b'hal li inkhniya liba l'tfila ein ben ishum simcha mutter. So Mishra Berurah says derech bakasha it's mutter. He's noted not to say something that a ragel likros. He's noted to say, we don't say everything's called siddur yuma. But okay, generally we're very makel about anything that's found in the siddur we're makel about. But I want you to get the shtickle, Lamai. So now let's get to the details. Yes, Sam, go ahead.
Do you say Bruchas Atari during Shabbat?
Yes, you do, no doubt. You say Torah Shabbat, Savi Recha, and you say the Torah Shabbat. That's all siddur yuma. We allow everything in this siddur. We actually allow it. We say Talmud, Tyrus, we say Mishnayas, Ezo Makoyman, we say everything, okay? It's all Sidra de Yuma. You don't have that geschmack element of Simcha to it. I, the Svar of the Rav, that anything that's a Chavs of Tyrus is a Mesameach, but if it's under the rubric of Sidra de Yuma, we don't allow it. I'm sorry, we do allow it. We do allow it. Now, I wanted to just point out, Rav Shekhar has in the Sefer, in Nikvei Atzon, in Omid Sadi Dalid, we have a shir in Gittin, on Tisha B'Av. How can you do that? How can I do that? Okay, it's just to give Musr. The truth is, maybe it's really not the best thing in the world, but it's to give Musr, it's okay. But that's on Tisha B'Av itself. But the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva in the end of Kufalev that an Erev Tisha B'Av, you could give a shir in public. Because why is there an issue to learn Torah after Chatzos and Erev Tisha B'Av? Because you might think in the Torah at night when it's Tisha B'Av. But he said, that's not a problem when it's Dvarim Aroyim. Dvarim Aroyim, if you think about Dvarim Aroyim, it's fine. So you want to say a Chiddush, he says, the Ksav Sofer, that you can have a Shir near of Tisha B'Av on Dvarim Aroyim. I, on Tisha B'Av, not allowed to have a Shir near of Dvarim Aroyim. Okay, that's the element of Simcha. But the reason why you're not allowed to learn near of Tisha B'Av, because you might think about it a while, but if I'm thinking about Dvarim Aroyim, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong with that. As I said, Lamaisa, we actually do practically, we, Lamaisa, do have Shir, but you have to always give Musar, and you shouldn't give, you shouldn't do kashas and terutzim. But that's going to be a segue into what we have right now. Let's get it. The truth is, they say a story that when Rav Hutner Zatzal was Menachem Abel the Rav was learning Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Aveilus, and guys were taking notes because he's asking kashas, terutzim. And Rav Hutner comes in, Menachem Abel, he starts yelling at him. He says, what are you saying shir for during shiva? That's what they say, that the Rav gave him big musr. I think he stopped. I don't know. At least he stopped when Rav Hutner was there. I don't know what happened when Rav Hutner left. My impression is he went back to learning Shulchan Aruch from Lice. But that's what they say, the story. So I want to just comment on this now about the different elements of learning Lamaisa. And so let's start from there. We'll go back. In Sif Dalet, in Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa, the Beis Yosef quotes Taisus in the Reba Shem is smag that Avelis is much more chomer than Tisha B'Av, and an Avol's asur all any type of limud atayr. That was the reading when he was younger. And the Rosh argues and says everything that's mutter but Tisha B'Av is mutter on Shiva, and that's the way we paskin. Mechaber paskin like the Rosh, as I said, that that we allow Dvarim Haroyim, and if the community needs the Rav, it's mutter Allah Maisa. And as I said, I mentioned in Pesachei Tshuva, is there a Ptur, is there a Chiyuv, and Rav Adi held stark that of course the Mitzvah Talmud does know Itomit, is a Chiyuv to learn the Dvarim Aroyim. Now what Svarim are Mutter? So the Pnei Baruch has a very, in the Rav Avadia, write the following, on Tisha B'Av, Iyuv, Dvarim Aroyim, Mir Miyahu, the stories of the Churban, the Gemara's in Gittin, There's Gemara in Sanhedrin about it. Hilchos Avelos, the derech pshat, and not derech pilpul. You learn that only yourself, not in the form of a shir. And Sifrin Musan, your shamayin, the moral lay to do tshuva, you're allowed to learn as well. Now the Chidah in Os Gimel, in the Birka Yosef, the Chidah says he saw one of the Gedolim during Shiva learning Hilchos Avelos, Bi'iyun, and learning himself, and when he would say a Chiddush, he would write it down. Says the Birka Yosef, I couldn't believe it. I'm being dramatic, but he says, well, Leah, head joke. Lav shopper of it. This called him to the wrong thing. Kind of like Rav Huttner giving Musa to the Rav. Devarei came in Shemamik Biyuno, Mechadesh. Ain simchal about Terek Gedolim Mizu. He's saying a single Torah. He's saying a Chiddush. Lo Yitira Lomo Pishtei Adin and Vashmos. You only learn Pshat. And Rav Avadya writes in the Chazon Avadya, Hilchos Avelos Chevi Bez Ha'ara Aleph. Omer Kuf Tzadi, Im Bederech Mimuro Yishkia, Yisiga Yaro Kama Chidushum, Mutalo Lekafim Bedeish Lo Yishkecho. If you're learning Bikiyas, or you're learning the Shulchan Aruch straight up, and you have a Chiddush, you can write it down. Aval Ayin Ben Limudo, on purpose, to have an Iyun Seder in it, Be Iyun Nimrat, for Matara Lechadesh, the whole point is I want a Mechadesh, Kedusha Deru, Ein Lassos Kein, Shai Dezeh Bo Lidei Simchus, that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. Now, Lamaisa, what about Pita Makteris and Seder Kabanos? So the Pesach Chuvin Sifkat Veis quotes the Chuvin Zichron Yitzchak and says you shouldn't say Pita Makter and Seder Kabanos. And the Chomash Yishalayim is no to Lahatir, that an Ovo Shish Kabanos, and I said the meaning is we allow it. Pesach Chuvin says, is Mashma that you shouldn't say these Chalak and Tfilah, and Pnei Baruch also says you shouldn't say it. But Lamaisa, the meaning is too. And Rabbi Avadya writes, as I said, the minig of Sfardim is Ovo reads all the Seder HaTfilah Ketikuna, and that's the minig also. Even Ashkenazi, we don't pick and choose. You say the whole thing, it's not a problem. What about saying Tehillim? So the Geshe HaChayim in Perek HaFalof Os Hei Sif Hei Os Aleph in the Pnei Baruch and Simen Tet Zayim Sif Hei says that Kriyas Tehillim, some Matrit, some Asrit, it depends on your minig. If you're one that zugs Tehillim during the year, it's okay. Derech Tfila, Tachanunim, not Derech Limud. And Rabbi Avadya writes, if all you know how to do is read, you don't know how to learn, then for sure it's okay to say Tehillim, Derech Bakasha, Tfila, not a problem. What about learning how they hear her? As we said, the Pnei Baruch, we didn't say the Pnei Baruch, but he says, also how they hear her. And Rabbi Avadya says, on Shabbos, if you're Mahar on Shabbos, Divrei Torah, Yeshlo al Misla. Because we said Talmud Torah, Dorah Shebetzinah. Talmud Torah, Dorah Shebetzinah. I thought you observed Dorah Shebetzinah. So why are you thinking in Torah? I don't know. Rav Avadya says Mutter. I thought it was a Pella. No. If it's going to make, you're supposed to learn Verm Shebetzinah, no. It means you shouldn't learn Torah. Regular Torah on Shabbos. You observed Dorah. So why should it hear her be okay? If the whole is because of Pikudi Hashem Hasharim, won't you think in Torah on Shabbos? Won't you have Simcha? I don't know why that should be okay. He says, Yesh lo misma. I think we have to try to find a thought out of Chazon Avadya. If we don't, we have to purchase it. Okay. And then let's do Sifay, and then we have to go back. What about young children? What about young children? My impression is that the, let's say, Rachmana Litzlan, a guy lost his wife, and the kids are also available with him. Aval, Sheyesh lo banim, tam, aim lo levat lo minu. Let's say you're their Rebbe. You can teach them Torah. Why? Ain't Avelus L'Katan. There's no Avelus L'Katan. You should teach them Torah. Maybe you hire someone. I don't think you should teach yourself, but hire someone. If you're the only one around, maybe you there seems to be a head to. Ain't lo levapam in the mood. That's what we consider it to be. Okay. Now let's go back now. Lamaisa. And go back to Sifal. That was Dalin. Hey, let's go back to Sifal. Okay. We mentioned Lamaisa that we reject the sheet of the Isra of Talmud Torah on one day. What about Limud HaTorah for a woman who's an Aveva? What do you say about that? So Rav Avadya points out beautifully. It's all an issue of Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Masam Chelev. Women also will be happy when they study the Torah. So it should be usher for an Aveva as well, even though women are not Metzuv in it. But the Torah is Mesamech everyone, even women, of course. So they should be a part of this Isser as well, halacha l'maaseh. Okay, The Rav HaShulchan writes in Siv Vav, Bizmanenu lo shayach din zeh. Sharav yomer lemishu acher bu yomer l'tmeturgamon. If you're the only one around who needs to say a shir, and it's mamish from Bapla, you see Rav Shem all the time does that. Goes out of his way. This Baal Batim had a shir once a week. Goes out of his way to make sure he never misses it. Because he says, that's their learning. So let's say you're the only one who can in the community that can say a shir, you're in Shiva. It says, Beferish Shukar Afim Rabim, Tzrichim Lul Islam, and Mutter. Just don't set up in the Turgamon. He should say it to someone else, and someone else to someone else. And the Ramah says, as we interpret the Machlegis to the Veragol and the Orif Mishor, but the Pashuk Shas like the Orif Mishor, there's no heter to say it yourself, unless there's no one else around to help you on that. The Rav HaShulchan says, we don't have that nowadays. Don't worry about it, Lamaisa. Don't worry about it. You don't have to say it to someone else, and he says it to someone else. If you're needed to say the shir, you can say it. Okay. Now, what about Paskini? So the Zeruah writes, quoted in the Darkei Moshe, hey, and I want to tell you that Orif Mishor is Meduyuk on the Darkei, it's on the Darkei Moshe Arif. You know, the Ramah wrote the Darkei Moshe. So he's commenting on that, that the Ramah and that Dorish Batz was going on in the words of Shalom on the Turgum. He wasn't saying it, he was saying this. Okay, what about Paskini Mishayu? So the Zeruah, quoted in the Darkei Moshe, hey, says, Mutter for an Oval to Paskini Mishayu. And the Ramah says in Beferish, Yochel Lifsok Isser Behetel Yochel Hashol Oso, Imein Acher Elohu, Betzrichim Lo. Ava Asu Lomar Halachal Tamidim. You can't say a Shirin Halachal in Nogin, Avni Shirin Makilim. There are those that even make on that, but the Ramah writes, if you're asked the Shaila, you are able to answer, but you can't say a Shirin Halachal. He says, even though there are people that are making on that. And the Rav HaShulchan writes, a Rav of a Shul is mutter to answer all the Shailas. He's mechuyev to, but he shouldn't be mesader get, and divrei Torah he shouldn't say either, unless, as I said, it's going to cause kilkul, and it's going to cause bittul Torah, and no one else knows how to do the get. Then you have no choice, and you have to get involved and do it yourself. Allah lomais. But the Rav HaShulchan Siv Vav writes this. Okay, and Rav Avadya writes in the Chazon Avaya, Tam L'chacham Mumchol Rabim. Sherago limsur shir Allah halacha b'fnei kal adaso biru eva mutalo limsur ashir ba'atz with me'evlo b'fnei akal shomol nechol came in shirab and tzrichim lo. He says mutter for him to continue to shir. I don't know. Maybe I did the wrong thing, but I remember under my father lemaisa. During my father, I was owning him through Shabbos, and we kept the shir going because I thought it would have been avelis before Esya. We can't cancel the shir. I thought it would have been avelis before Esya, so we continued the shir. Okay, what do you do if a oval is a teacher's cheder, teaches young children? So, in the kids, Lamaisa, when can you go back and teach the little kids? So the Taz, right here, in Sifkat and Aleph, is masked only after the first 3 days. He says that the beautiful breadth of Torah that the little kids do is more chashuv than limud of gedolim. Of older adults, of adults. Amazing, no? So he's after 3 days, it's okay, because Shloshimei Bechi, the first 3 days of Shiva are 3 days of Bechi, and that, he says, you should only do after the first 3 days of Bechi. However, the Shach argues on the Taz, please get it, and the Shach at Sifkot and Beis says, it's Mutter B'kol Yemei Aveluso. Okay? It's interesting, the Shach doesn't write Efshel Laman Afni Yom Rishon. The Rav HaShulchan is medayek that he wasn't mechalik. I want you to get that. The Rav HaShulchan makes the diuk that the Shach argues in the Taz. He didn't go out and say it, but he didn't make the split. And I thought it was mistaber that the Shach is mattering it because it's considered Rabbi Tzrichim Lo. It's also a Dovra Ovid, and the kids are going to lose out. So the Rav HaShulchan says we rely on the Shach, and the Rebbe that teaches the little kids can teach b'chol yemei avelo. He doesn't lose anything at all. And that's what the Rav Avadya writes as well. The Shevet Yehuda says, if he wants to what take off, he has that rishus. A rishus b'yodah. Shevet Yehuda says, in the end of Simen Shin Peidal, Amud Tet Vav, Tav Vav, he says he has a rishus to step away. Okay. What about getting Hagbar Glila during Shiva? So the Taz says, it's mutter. It's not leaving out Torah. Mutter for him to roll the Sefer Torah, mutter for him to get Hagama. And this brings us to the Yushalmi Moikot I gave you, which says an amazing thing. Please get it. The Tonin came, Perak Gimel Alacha Hey, Daf Yud Gimel Beis. Im hayalot achra tira mutter. If his nefesh desires the tira so much, it's mutter for him to learn tira. Amazing, no? Just like we have more as an interesting expression, a nafsha chashek, he didn't get married. Who was it? Benazai? Nafsha chashek of tira. Same thing. Now they say a story from the Rogat Shavar, that the Rogat Shavar on Tisha B'Av or on during Shiva was learning other things. He used the Shushan. The Rabbi Yoshua Zatzal says in the Ha'aris, I saw, he thinks the story is not true. He says there's enough halachas that he could have learned. There's enough halachas. So Rabbi Yoshua said he didn't think the story was true about the Rogat Shavar. But there is this heter of Lo Rakadiri Terah Mutter. So the Rachashukhan says, if you're Lord Akadir Ter, it's like your hunger. You don't give him, it's going to be a sakana. Okay, it's a sakana. You got to let him. The Gesher Achaim says, the Isser Divrei Torah, please get in Chelik Aleph Omer Eish Chavez Ara 4. Isser Divrei Torah is like the Isser Rechitze Vesikin, which is us only Letanu. Not Tsar. We're going back to Harkin from the beginning of Shir, the Miri. During Shiva, what is it? Shtike. Tisha B'Av is Tsar. But during Shiva, it's not Tsar. If he's given mitzvah like an istanis, it's mutter to take a shower. We allow it. Everyone's in istanis got to be showers. People take showers during Shiva. We'll get to it when we get to it. Take a cold shower or a lukewarm. Because the whole Isser is latinic. If it's to remove the Tsar, then maybe it should be mutter. Who would deny him gave the Vitaris to get Shachayim? So the Rav HaShulchan writes, I want you to get this. Don't get to your question, Zach. The Rav HaShulchan says, Haposkim lo yiviu zeh. Sif Gimel. Look it up. Haposkim lo yiviu din zeh. Lo yiviu zeh. Nir desfir lekem shlo misnayna b'shastilan. The Bavli doesn't have the heter. The Yushalmi has law in Achad Divrei Torah. The Bavli does not have loichai shinin law. And the Gesher Chaim says the same thing. So it's interesting. That's only found in the Yushalmi. The Bavli didn't have it, so we don't have this heter. Yes, Zach, go ahead.
Can you say that's the reason why the Rav was giving shir? Because, you know, law to have to
maybe. Law because he wanted to teach Torah to the Talmidim. Okay, could be. I would think Lahol if it was only Benol Ben Atzma. Once you start giving the Shir, you have that Simcha. That's why I think Rav Huda was giving him Shtark Musa, the Simcha. Simcha Sateir. So that's, I think, a little bit different. Okay, let's get to Sif Beis. And then we'll have to finish up tomorrow quickly. We got to go Viking. Sif Beis, Lamaisa, what happens if he's the only Kohen in Shul? About killing the Aliyah. So Mechaber quotes from the Ritzkeitz and the Rabban, Siv Beis, doesn't make a difference. If the elbows of the coin, no one else in the shul, another coin, us are to get an aliyah. Walk out before what? For Kriyas HaTorah. Frek the Bach asked about the Rama and Simin Tov, I mentioned in Sif Aleph, remember I said Simin Tov. Someone asks you, hey, you're learning Hilchos Avelis? What are the two Simonim that are regarding Talmud Torah? What do you mean? Should pay Dalit. There's not two. Yes, there is, Usher. Simin Tov. Simin Tov as well, yes? The Ramon Simin Tov, Frek Dakasha, he says, what? If the coin is an oval, there's other coin, it's mutter for him to what? Mutter likroso. So the Ramon is cholik on the Machaber and Tov, but here he's not. That's the Shach's Kasha. Now that's the Bach's Kasha. So the Shach answers in Sifkon Gimel, it's a big difference. Simin Tov is Shabbos. Shabbos no avails for Hesia. You don't call him up, that's Avedis Baresia. So you have to call him up. Here, there's going to start during the week. During the week, you don't go up. You walk out. What about a Tisha B'Av? So the Shari Tshuva is quoted in the Pesach Tshuva, Sifkon Aleph. Tisha B'Av, the Aval, can get an Aliyah L'Taira because the whole Tzibor is Avelim. But Rabbi Avadia says not the right. Rabbi Avadia says on Tisha B'Av, you shouldn't get an Aliyah. So what do you say according to the Rav? What would you say according to the Rav? Maybe Kriyas HaTorah on Tisha B'Av. Remember we said according to the Rav, Aliyah is being a Simcha because you're sharing Torah? But it could be Kriyas HaTorah is different. Could be that Kriyas HaTorah is Mahave Kiyum of the Avelis in the day. So it could very well be that maybe an Aval on Tisha B'Av L'maisa, maybe an Aval on Tisha B'Av, maybe an oval on Tisha B'Av. You see, that's what I was wondering. You have a confluence between Shiva and Tisha B'Av. So we said an oval can't get an aliyah because you're shearing Torah. That's going to be simple. But if you if you entertain a svara that the Kriyas HaTorah itself on Tisha B'Av, how can anyone get an Aliyah? The answer is because the Kiyum of what? Kiyum of Avelis. So I think you could project that svara of a Kiyum of Avelis also to an Avel on Tisha B'Av as well. And then maybe you would say, Lamaisa, that by an Avel, that's what I would have thought, maybe an Avel could also get an Aliyah on Tisha B'Av. You follow me? So the Rav thinks I'm wrong. I'm a regional Lashon. Barak legabe avol yesh iso olos b'torah. She kriyas ha'der b'shar yom ena inyan avelis. Bach b'tisha b'av ena avol olo l'torah. Nish ena kriya b'tisha b'av mahave kiyum b'avelis ha'pratit. Avelis chadasha. Gemara Nivamas, Mem Gimel Meis coins two phrases. Avelis chadasha of shiva, avelis yishon of tisha b'av. Memela aliyas l'torah b'chval iso olam etor lachem. I would have thought not that way. But the Rav knows better than me. So he says that an Avel, even at Tisha B'Av, he would agree with the Psak of Rav Avadya that he shouldn't get. And I thought, like the Pesach Tshuva and Sifkan and Aleph, like the Shari Tshuva, that would be okay because it's all a Kiyum of Avelis. Who cares whether it's private or it's Avelis Yeshon HaKadosh? It's all Avelis, no. The Rav still said it was also because it must be a Kiyum. The Kriya and Tisha B'Av is not Mekaveh Kiyum of Avelis HaPratis. So therefore, it would be a problem. Okay. Lamai says, that's what the Rav wants to say. And that will come out against Rav Avadya HaLachomai. So we're up to Siv Gimel, Siv Dal. We'll stop here. And we'll continue and finish it up quickly tomorrow. And make sure that we got to go bite. Okay. So again, anyone who wants to give Kavura on Thursday, let me know. It's only for half an hour. If no one wants to say, then we'll say. And hopefully we can play some ball on Thursday.